Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, the podcast where we share news, information, tips, tricks, and resources about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast application, and you can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page. Short-term numerosity training enhances the arithmetic performance of dyscalculia children by improving their visual form perception. Dyscalculia through the years. Petition against math requirement for students with dyscalculia. Exhausting regular tutors with dyscalculia. And the good news about special education in Houston. This is our podcast week 7 in 2024. And we welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services. And she's going to help us review the links for this week. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's dive into the links for this week. Now, the first one, the title gives away the punchline, I guess. What can we learn here?
Yes, absolutely. So this was a research project done in China with children who have dyscalculia. And it was, in fact, a pretty simple project that only took 8 days of training. Now, they started with 80 children and divided them in two groups. So one group got the special training and the other group was the comparing group. They did just some English dictation program, and that's right. Always very good to have a control group and an intervention group. Now, the numerosity training actually was with a game, and they collected apples. So it's obviously about the number of apples they could collect.
All right, Chinese apples.
And that was. That was the numerosity, the number of the quantity of apples that they could collect in that game. And the result was, the outcome was very clear. The group who had received this intervention based on numerosity training with visual form recognition, comparing the pre and post test, make really good gains. And that's important. Because this was only an 8-day training.
8 days?
Yes.
And that already improved it?
And you could already see a significant difference.
Right.
Now, it actually underscores, although we do not exactly know how the mechanism behind this is, it underscores the importance of visual input. It is not just having those children with developmental dyscalculia only working there with written numerals.
Right.
The visual input is That's really important.
Okay. Well, our next link is wondering how dyscalculia will play out over the years. How does that go?
Well, this is a post from a forum for parents from DC. And the parents who put this post out are wondering how dyscalculia will eventually play out. And they even wonder if there will be a day that their child will just get it.
All right. Well, yeah. They wake up one morning and suddenly dyscalculia is gone.
That would be the day.
Oh, dear.
Now, clearly, they do not have enough knowledge yet about dyscalculia. And, well, what they could do is look at my free webinars. They're actually available every workday on webinars.dyscalculiatrainingcenter.com. But I think that those parents are at the start. They're not coping well yet. For example, they have not told their child about the learning disability.
Oh.
If they know that they have it, if they're diagnosed, obviously. And we believe that children should know about their learning disability.
Yes.
So they can learn to advocate for themselves, but also to understand that they are not dumb.
Right.
But that their minds just work a little bit differently. Also, they mention that they are waiting for an assessment done by the school. And they estimate that this may take a lot of time, maybe even another year.
That is amazing.
And yes, that is so disheartening. It's horrible. Well, school districts have these policies that a child needs to have failed the end-of-year test twice before they will schedule an assessment. And then you have to get in line behind all the others who are waiting. So another example of where improvements can be made in our school system. Now, it's a great resource, though, for those parents in DC to be able to talk to each other about these kind of concerns.
Yeah,
and when they need information about the standards for assessment, they can get very thorough, in-depth information at the LD Institute, Learning Disabilities Institute of the Learning Disabilities Association of America. So go to ldaamerica.org/the LD Institute.
Okay.
And apart from standards for assessments, for evaluation, there's also a lot of links and additional information that really can be a good guide for them.
Good resource. Thank you. The next link talks about a petition against a MED requirement.
Yeah.
Now let me guess.
that caught our eye, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, the article is in Dutch, I have to say, and it comes from my home country.
Okay.
So we are known for our elaborate educational system. There's a lot of choices. Unlike in the US, where all students follow the same trajectory, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, or go somewhere. In the Netherlands, you have many different tracks for people who are not ready to go to college but want to study a trade. So there are many different vocational training trajectories, also of various levels. Well, now the middle level, known as MBO, has now started a requirement that you need to pass a math exam in order to receive that diploma.
Oh.
Now, students from MBO end up in many different careers, theater, arts, car mechanic, carpenter, welder, or mason, and yes, also some in bookkeeping or other office jobs. Now, the requirement to have all MBO students pass a math test, regardless of their scores on their other subjects, might seem a little bit ill-advised.
Right.
And there is now a student who has dyscalculia, by the way, has started a petition to get signatures from others who agree that someone with dyscalculia should be able to be exempt from that math requirement and still get the diploma. Now, I'm not convinced that this will be successful, and we know that in April this will be part of the discussion in Parliament, and you never know what will come out of that.
Yeah, right.
But my thought is that you should not exempt students even with dyscalculia from the math requirement if and when the subject they choose will require math knowledge in their career.
Right.
So a bookkeeper would probably do this exam.
Yeah, you shouldn't exempt him because then he cannot keep books.
Now, it might be so that people who are inclined to become a bookkeeper actually like math.
Right.
So this is not an exclusion issue for them. But for the ones who like to be a car mechanic or work in a theater or go into masonry, I do not see an urgent need to put this math as a requirement. And I would do that only for the students who need that in their later career. And if you can get exempt, that should not be only for the students with dyscalculia, but more a choice depending on your future career path.
Good point. Well, we'll see what the politicians will develop in April. The next link talks about exhausting regular tutors. How about that? That's funny.
Yeah. Well, this is a little post from X, formerly Twitter. And the writer indicates to have used 3 different regular math tutors and having enjoyed private school education and is still struggling with math.
Oh, dear.
Now, this is a story we unfortunately hear pretty often. Parents call us and their children have been at the strip mall math franchises or have used regular math tutors and there's little or no progress in their math skills and knowledge. Now, it is understandable because regular tutors or level 2 intervention works to keep children up to speed with the curriculum in the classroom.
Right.
Now, what children with dyscalculia need, however, is help starting from the point where they lost the trail of the math education. Their brains work different, so they may not have understood the math lesson in school. And as math is a cumulative science, that is that everything builds on the basis of the previously acquired knowledge. So when you have missed that early understanding, there is little use in trying to work on new knowledge because it's just hanging in the air. There's no basis for it.
Right. Nothing to build on, exactly.
And a dyscalculia tutor will do an assessment and go all the way back to the basis of where their little math train derailed, and they can start building them up from there. So yes, unfortunately, a very recognizable situation. Very good to vent on it, on X, so that others who have the same issue can see that they're not alone.
Yeah, important. Very good to share that. Well, that brings us already to our last link for the week, and it talks about the increase in special education in Houston. All good news?
Well, absolutely. Right now, very good news, and I congratulate all parents with children who have learning disabilities, and this is absolutely positive news. They should now have less issues getting their children assessed and less issues getting their children the services they actually need. So I'm very happy to hear this story. It's obviously coming out, however, of some less good news, because for years the Texas Education Agency has kind of suppressed special education services in order to stay within their self-imposed budget limits.
Oh, yeah.
Because it all costs money. I understand. Now, eventually in 2016, there was lots of publicity around this, and an investigation pointed out how they have not followed all the guidelines. But that is all different now. Let's focus on the positive. It is amazing. They have hired about 9,000 extra staff.
9,000, that's huge.
For that is absolutely fantastic. All for special education. And they quadrupled the budget. So again, congratulations to the parents and the children who now will get the services they need and a lot sooner.
Wow, great, great news. Well, thank you, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights. We hope to see you again next week. Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, and you can find her on the web on her brand new website, dyscalculia.ai, where the artificial intelligence robot is learning how to help people and answer their questions about dyscalculia.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from dyscalculiaheadlines.com. You can find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at dyscalculiahead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments, and contributions to communications@dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.